Today on WCHL, winter weather whipping its way from the west, and we're on a winter storm watch beginning tomorrow. New teachers in North Carolina got a nearly $5,000 bump in salary over the next 2 years. But what about those already teaching? Town of Chapel Hill says there's a right price for some historic buildings.
We can't just hold on to things for nostalgia's sake.
And as the filing period opens today, County Commissioner Chair Barry Jacobs says he's in for one more go.
There are a number of things that need to be addressed, especially with the way that the government is changing at the state level.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carver traffic and weather together in championship sports. Carolina Duke week tipped off with a big win for the women in Durham last night. Now all eyes on the men's contest in less than 48 hours.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
It's 34 degrees and cloudy in Chapel Hill Carborough, 32 degrees in Hillsboro. No precipitation right now, but we've got a slight chance of snow later on today and then some harder stuff in store for us in the next 48 hours or so as we get into Wednesday. 6:07 here at WCHL. I'm Aaron Keck filling in for Ron Stutz this morning. And joining us now via telephone from the National Weather Service in Raleigh, meteorologist Ryan Ellis. Ryan, thanks for joining us this morning.
No problem, Aaron.
So tell us what we can expect to see in terms of the weather today and tomorrow. We've got a winter storm watch kicking in at midnight tonight.
Well, today should be pretty benign if you're in the Chapel Hill area and even into the Triangle. But if you're traveling south this morning and into the early afternoon, southern portions of the state could see up to 1 to 3 inches of snow as you get closer to the South Carolina border, and a more of a mixed bag of precipitation if you're traveling down towards the coast in the Wilmington area. You'll see a lull in precipitation this afternoon and this evening, and then the main winter storm comes in overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, where the Triangle could see anywhere on the low end to a couple inches of snow all the way up to 4 inches of snow, followed by what could be the real dangerous factor, quarter of an inch of ice or so after that into Wednesday night and into Thursday morning.
So what's our time frame on this? The heavier snow is going to fall earlier in the day on Wednesday, and then it changes over into freezing rain after that?
Yeah, you got it. The snow will be first, so Wednesday morning expect pretty much all snow. And as we get into the afternoon hours and then into the early evening, first you'll see a transition from snow to most likely sleet. And then as temperatures continue to warm, you may see a freezing rain scenario late in the day. And if you're far enough east, out towards the coastal plain and towards the coast, you may actually see a full changeover to rain before the end of this event.
Is 4 inches of snow likely, or are we looking more at 2?
I think that's really a question that's still up in the air at this point. If you're at western portions of the Triangle, so Chapel Hill probably has more of a chance at that 4 inches than, say, if you're over in Raleigh or East Raleigh.
And then the sort of looking ahead to better times question, when can we expect all of this to be out of our hair?
Well, the storm itself will be out of the area most likely on Thursday, but that doesn't mean road conditions are going to be any better for Friday. Depending on how much ice accumulation we do get, that could stick around for a little while. Although we will have some help in the fact that by Friday afternoon, temperatures will warm up into the mid-40s, and that's a lot different from the last winter storm we saw when those really cold temperatures stuck around for a few days afterwards.
All right. Well, we'll certainly be in touch again later on today and again this week. Ryan Ellis, thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Take care.
And then thanks again to Ryan Ellis for joining us this morning. And once again, winter storm watch taking effect tonight at midnight, continuing until Thursday afternoon as Wednesday, Thursday afternoon at 6 p.m. to be precise, as Wednesday not going to be a very nice day at all, as you heard from Ryan Ellis just now. A couple of inches of snow for at Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County, possibly as much as 4 inches ice on top of that. And that is not going to melt entirely for a couple days beyond that. So we're looking at kind of nasty weather for really the rest of the week, nasty road conditions too. Of course, we'll keep an eye on everything as we get closer to tomorrow, and we'll look at the road conditions beyond that as well. So keep it tuned to us all week long. Chapel Hill Town Council may be ready to part with some historic town properties if the right buyer can be found. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend was at last night's meeting.
Town council members say it might be time to hand over a Chapel Hill landmark to a new owner.
We can't just hold on to things for nostalgia's sake.
That's Maria Palmer talking about the building at 523 East Franklin Street that formerly housed the Chapel Hill Public Library. Although it's a striking example of modernist architecture and a repository of town history, the main floor of the building has been empty since 2010, as the town lacks the funds needed to perform extensive maintenance on the aging structure. With that in mind, the council voted unanimously last night to partner with Preservation North Carolina to identify potential buyers for the site. The property at 523 East Franklin is under a conservation easement, meaning any new owner would be prohibited from demolishing the building or altering its appearance. Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt said the right buyer would respect the property's unique history.
I think the value there is that the building itself stays and that we preserve its architecture and its place and that we find someone who can take care of it.
Council members were less comfortable with the concept of selling the old town hall building at the corner of Columbia and West Rosemary. Here's Lee Storo.
For that building, I think I'm going to have a really hard time, even with a preservation easement, even with working with Preservation North Carolina, and giving up a public building like that that is smack dab in the middle of our downtown.
The old town hall was constructed in 1938 and has been listed on the National Register for Historic Places since 1990. It's currently occupied by the IFC for use as a men's shelter and community kitchen. Once the IFC relocates to a new building on Homestead Road, the town must decide what to do with the property. Staffers estimate it would cost at least $2.5 million to renovate the space for municipal use. But council members balked at the idea of selling it, instead suggesting a range of possible uses, including grocery store, innovation hub, or nonprofit center. By a unanimous vote, the council asked the town manager to explore all possible options for the old town hall building. And Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt stressed that neither property would be changing hands anytime soon.
I hope everybody knows that's not a commitment to sell. That's authorization to talk.
Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That was last night's meeting of the town council. Tonight, Carborough Alderman will discuss a recent ban on parking in public lots after 3 a.m. The rule, which essentially closes public parking lots from 3 to 5 in the morning, was put in place this summer in response to complaints about downtown parking overflowing into residential areas. But some on the board worry the rule change could prompt bar patrons to drive after drinking to avoid a possible parking ticket. In addition to revisiting the late-night parking ban, board members will also review progress toward a comprehensive downtown parking master plan. That board meeting is tonight, 7:30 p.m. in Carborough Town Hall. Also meeting tonight, Board of County Commissioners will discuss the timing of a possible bond referendum at their work session. Orange County leaders are considering a $100 million bond package to fund school and county construction projects, but board members are split on whether it should go on the ballot in November of this year or next. In order to appear on the ballot this year, county commissioners and the school boards would need to come up with a final list of projects by early June. Clock beginning to tick. Some say that's too soon to plan major renovations for the county's aging schools. But others worry if the board opts to wait until next year, countywide voter turnout may be low, as only municipal races will appear on the ballot. Commissioners will consider both timelines when the board meets tonight, 7 o'clock at the Southern Human Services Center. It's 6:15. Coming up next, traffic and weather together.
Dana, time for your eye appointment.
Oh, good. While we're at the mall, I want new jeans.
We're not going to the mall. We're going to UNC Eye Care Center.
But will they have cool frames?
Where we can get all your ophthalmology needs taken care of at one time in one place.
But will they have cool frames?
They've even moved to a more convenient location right off Highway 54.
But will...
And yes, they have cool frames.
UNC Eye Care Center. Specialties include pediatrics, neuro-ophthalmology, glaucoma, cataracts, and oculoplastics. Now located at 2226 Nelson Highway, unci.org.
The word is spreading fast about Pita Grill, Chapel Hill's great new restaurant offering authentic, made-from-scratch Mediterranean cuisine. Locally and family-owned, Pita Grill's Egyptian influence creates a culinary experience you will crave again and again. Wraps and kebabs, heroes and pitas, salads and falafels, seasonal food, and more. Located in Timberline Shopping Center on Weaver Dairy Road, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner and is open 7 days a week. Visit them online at pitagrill.us or stop by for a taste you won't forget.
It's Valentine's Day. and you're in a hurry to find a gift that tells her you really put some thought into it. So you stop by the grocery store, get a box of chocolates, a few carnations. Of course, the good cards are all gone. And you walk in the door at home. "Happy Valentine's Day, honey," you say when she walks up to you. She looks at the candy, the flower, the cheesy card, and she knows you've come straight from the grocery store again. You hardly spent a minute thinking about her. I'm Berkeley Grimble, and my friend, you can just as quickly stop by at Grimble Jewelers. Instead of the grocery store, come to the hardware store for women. Our gifts start at $50, and we have lots of beautiful jewelry for under $300. And when you hand her a beautifully wrapped box from our store, she'll realize that you didn't just stop at the grocery store. And that means more to her than you probably realize. Grimble Jewelers, this Valentine's Day, surprise her with the gift that says you're never in a hurry when it comes to loving her.
Time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report is brought to you by Pita Grill, locally and family-owned. Pita Grill's Egyptian influence on Mediterranean cuisine creates a taste you will crave. Located in Timberline Shopping Center, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner. They're open 7 days a week. And now joining us this morning for the first time with traffic, Mr. Rand Northam.
Thank you very much, Aaron. A good start to traffic this morning. I-40, 15501, NC-54, the Durham Freeway, as well as MLK, Estes Drive, and Franklin Street, not reporting any accidents, delays. That's what we usually see at this time, and we hope that that will continue throughout the rest of the morning. If it changes, we'll let you know, and if you see anything, we hope you let us know and be a WCHL Road Warrior. You can do so by giving us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. No matter how you communicate with us, we ask you to do it safely.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
And this weather report is brought to you by WCHL Championship Sports. Don't miss a special broadcast of high school basketball this Friday night as Rand Northam brings you the Chapel Hill girls basketball team's attempt to close out an undefeated regular season against Cardinal Gibbons. Broadcast begins on Friday night at 6:30 right here on WCHL. 33 degrees right now in Chapel Hill, 32 in Carrboro, 31 in Hillsboro. Cloudy all over the place and expected to stay that way all day. We've got a winter storm watch beginning to take effect at midnight tonight, and that's going to continue until Thursday at 6 p.m. Wednesday, as you heard from the National Weather Service just a few minutes ago, is going to be a pretty nasty day. We're looking at about 2 inches of snow for Chapel Hill, maybe as much as 4, possibly some ice on top of that. So tomorrow is going to be kind of a bad day. Today, not quite as bad. We'll have cloudy skies all day. It's not going to be warm. We'll have highs in the mid-30s. A little bit of a chance of snow this afternoon, about a 20% chance of that. But again, all of the precipitation is really going to hold off until tomorrow. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-20s. And then what we're looking at tomorrow, cloudy skies all day, snow mainly in the afternoon, and then that is going to turn over into freezing rain during the evening hours and overnight. We could see, as Ryan Ellis from the Weather Service said, as much as a quarter of an inch of ice on top of the snow that we would have already gotten. Highs are only going to be around 30, overnight lows in the upper 20s. Some additional light snow accumulation overnight as well. It's a little bit better as we get look later in the week. Thursday, cloudy skies, snow and freezing rain in the morning, a little bit of a chance of snow in the afternoon, but temperatures are going to be a bit warmer in the mid-30s, not as much snow accumulation. And that'll be it for snow. We'll have highs around 40 up into the mid-40s on Friday, getting up into the lower 50s for Sunday and Monday with skies clearing up throughout the weekend. So hopefully after the snow stops falling on Thursday, we'll have a quick clear-up, but it should be still continuing to affect traffic at least for the rest of the week once the snow starts on Wednesday. So enjoy today. This is going to be the best day of the week in terms of weather and traffic simultaneously. That's time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by UNC Healthcare. Duke week began with a bang last night. Thrilling 89-78 victory over Duke. Carolina women's basketball breaking a 3-game losing streak and improving to 18-6 on the season and 6-4 in conference play. With the loss, the Blue Devils dropped to 22-3 in the season, 9-2 in the ACC. Nice upset win for the Tar Heels last night in Cameron Indoor Stadium. WCHL's Matt Oakes has details.
Cameron is just historically just a tough place to play in. So, I mean, I didn't expect it any less tonight. But what I was surprised at was at the fact that I didn't really care. And it didn't bother me a one bit. And I'm proud of myself for having that mental toughness, and it didn't seem to bother the rest of the team either. And so, you know, I'm just really proud of our mental toughness tonight.
That was freshman Diamond DeShields following her team's determined victory at Cameron Indoor Stadium Monday night. The number 17 Tar Heels toppled number 3 Duke despite some questionable foul calls that had associate head coach Andrew Calder and many of the Carolina players all fired up. But it was a statement game for DeShields. The steely freshman, displaying maturity beyond her years, simply would not be denied on this night, putting up a career-best 30 points and delivering a determined effort to lead the scrappy Tar Heels to the victory. Coach Calder says he was proud of the heart displayed by his team in a hostile road atmosphere.
You know, in the end, the players did it. They got together and said, you know what, we're going to make a statement. We're going to make that statement tonight. And we showed our pride as being Tar Heels tonight. And they did a tremendous job.
Carolina shot out to a quick 6-2 lead and never gave up the advantage the remainder of the night, despite the late runs by Duke to close within 4 points in the second half. After the game, DeShields, Alicia Gray, who posted 24 points of her own, and Coach Calder credited inspirational speeches by both head coach Sylvia Hatchell and UNC women's soccer coach Anson Dorrance on Sunday for giving the team the edge they needed to pull off the upset.
I want to thank Coach Hatchell again. Gave us a motivational speech, and Coach Anson Dorrance, who spoke to the team yesterday with a tremendous speech, also was really inspiring for everyone.
Coach Dorrance emphasized self-discipline, competitive fire, and self-belief, and it really seemed to pay off for Carolina in the Duke matchup. DeShields says the remarks had a big impact on her personally.
And that's all I was thinking about in the game, you know, just trying to stay steady and stay composed. That was a part of my growth, and I couldn't thank him enough for doing that, because he didn't have to. And like I said, he just put a lot of things in perspective, and it's something that I'll carry on with me for the rest of my life.
Duke's Elizabeth Williams had an impressive showing with 28 points, but it wasn't enough to overcome the Tar Heels on this night. Carolina snapped a 7-game losing streak to Duke and claimed its first win since 2008 at Cameron. Next up for the Tar Heels is a Thursday night meeting with Pittsburgh in Chapel Hill. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And the Tar Heels had dropped to number 17 in the AP poll this week following a loss at Georgia Tech last week, so very likely they could move up in the polls come next week. North Carolina men's basketball team takes center stage on Wednesday, tomorrow night in primetime, snow or no snow, 9 p.m. tip-off in the Smith Center against Duke. One of the keys to the game will be how the Tar Heels fare from the free-throw line. Head coach Roy Williams says he was pleased with junior James Michael McAdoo's improvement in the Notre Dame game last weekend.
I never get too high or too low about free throws because there's always another day. We keep working on them every day, but I think that James Michael, 6-for-6, had to make him feel better. It made his gray-haired old coach feel better, so hopefully his mom and dad and me, the ones that sit over there and we're saying prayers and doing everything. That was good.
McAdoo says the team's success, though, ultimately comes down to defense.
I think the biggest thing is probably just our sense of urgency on defense, but with that, just being disciplined and then just being really sound. Coach uses that word a lot, and I think that really just has to do with, you know, 1-5 playing together. So I think that's the biggest thing, just really trying to get the defense or get the offense, you know, out of there.
Five-game winning streak for the Heels going into this one, but Coach Williams says he's hesitant to predict his team's future success. He still says momentum is important.
You know, and I've said before, the more you make, the more you make. It's in golf, the more putts you make, the more you make. I'm not saying that I don't like this, but I'm sure the Dickens not going to say, oh, we're going to win the next 26 because we won 5 games in a row. But I like the way we're doing some things, and I think that the kids have gotten more confident, and I think that's a huge part of it.
Carolina Duke tomorrow night at 9. We've got the game for you right here on WCHL. It'll be televised nationally on ESPN.
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood. Our CBS News colleague Michelle Miller went to Minnesota recently to talk with John Ackerman. He has a cornfield in the southeastern part of the state, covered with snow at the moment, but it's not what grows or falls on the land that intrigues him. It's the miles of caves below. He's a spelunker on steroids. Not really on steroids, but he loves not only exploring caves, but acquiring them. Michelle asked him,
who goes caving in the middle of a blizzard?
Actually, it's the best time to go caving.
But when you dig a little deeper, you find something remarkable. It's called the Spring Valley Cave, the largest privately owned cave system in the state. And one man is determined to protect its unique subterranean environment.
That would be John Ackerman. More from him after this. Time is running out to send her roses in time for Valentine's. Make sure to really wow her this year, so turn to 1-800-Flowers.com. These folks really know their roses, and they have a wide selection of beautiful roses ready to be sent to your Valentine. Deliveries can still make it in time, but don't wait. Take it from me. Send her one of those 1-800-Flowers gorgeous bouquets, and she'll be wowed. Right now, 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer for you since you listened to the Osgood File. Now through tomorrow, order 18 beautiful Valentine's roses for only $29.99. And for just $10 more, send her 2 dozen roses and a vase, too. What an amazing price for all those roses. But this offer ends tomorrow and only while supplies last, so you do have to order now. So go now to 1-800-Flowers.com, either from your desktop or your mobile device. Click on the radio microphone at the top of the page and enter my last name, Osgood, O-S-G-O-O-D. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Osgood, or you can call 1-800-Flowers and mention Osgood. About those caves John Ackerman owns, Michelle Miller asked him,
how many caves do you own?
Well, I've discovered 45 caves so far, over 40 miles of underground caverns.
Through his organization, Minnesota Cave Preserve, Ackerman has been buying up caves and the land over them since 1989, spending what he guesses is around $4 million.
My biggest thrill is being the first one to introduce my light into inky blackness. Each cave system is unique into itself. Some of them have raging rivers, waterfalls.
He wants to protect them.
You can't protect what you don't know. And so it's so critical to have these caves protected and studied.
For scientists, Ackerman says the history etched in stone here holds clues to the Earth's evolution, what the weather and wildlife were like before recorded history.
Above ground, let the cold wind blow the winter's drifting snow. What fascinates John Ackerman is what lies down below. The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
What most people see as their golden years, some people see as their golden opportunity. To stay active, to travel, to begin a new chapter. If you're over 60 and young at heart, we invite you to explore the Cedars of Chapel Hill in the vibrant, multi-generational Meadowmont community. We understand that you want things taken care of, even though you don't need to be taken care of. The Cedars offers you all the independence and financial benefits of owning your own home, without all the hassles. We'll handle everything so you can pursue other goals. And more importantly, you can enjoy the peace of mind that comes from having a continuing health care plan in place should you need it. Retirement is no longer a 5 or 10 year plan. People live longer, and this next phase of your life is a journey unto itself. We'll be with you every step of the way. Call 919-259-7000 to learn more about life at the Cedars. That's 259-7000. Life has been good to you. At the Cedars, it gets even better.
Mommy, I can't sleep. My throat hurts.
Oh, no, sweetie. Well, we can go see the doctor first thing in the morning.
Can we do that without an appointment?
Sure. We'll just call the UNC Family Medicine Center. They have after-hours nurse service, and they'll let us make short-notice appointments. Try and get some sleep, sweetheart. We'll go see the doctor soon.
Find out more at uncfamilymedicine.org. UNC Family Medicine is caring for the course of your life.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Simply Tungsten. It's 80% off a $249 tungsten carbide ring available now for $49. Tungsten carbide rings are twice as hard as steel, 4 times harder than titanium, and virtually unable to scratch. For decades, tungsten carbide has been used in mining, aerospace, and other industries that have required a metal that is extremely hard and long-lasting. Don't miss out on the chance to own one of these classic yet durable rings. It's 80% off from Simply Tungsten. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
6:30 here at WCHL. This weather report brought to you by Five Guys Burgers and Fries. Nothing beats Five Guys hand-formed patties of fresh ground beef piled high with any or all of 15 free toppings, plus their fresh-cut Idaho fries. Five Guys in Meadowmont Village. 33 degrees in Chapel Hill, 32 in Carrboro, 31 in Hillsboro. Cloudy all over the triangle. It's going to be that way all day. Slight chance of snow this afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. 20% chance of snow, but not much in the way of accumulation today. Tomorrow, different story. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, we've got a winter storm watch beginning at midnight, continuing until Thursday at 6. Cloudy skies all day. Snow mainly in the afternoon, looking for 2 to 4 inches, give or take, in the Chapel Hill area. Highs around 30, about a quarter of an inch of ice possible on Wednesday night. Not going to be a very nice day at all.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Sportport, I'm Frank Settapenny. Hollywood and film fans around the world are mourning the loss of beloved Shirley Temple.
On the good ship, lollipop.
The Dimple Child star with a head full of curls died last night at her home near San Francisco. She was 85. As a pint-sized star, her singing, dancing, and acting won Shirley Temple a special place in millions of hearts.
My daddy has to go away. But he'll return most any day. Any moment I may see my daddy coming back to me.
Press agent Cheryl Kagan.
She's been in the business for a very long time, and I think it's amazing that she was a Hollywood superstar, she became a successful author, and she was a United States diplomat.
Author Robert Windler says Shirley Temple lifted a nation's spirits in the darkest of days.
She got the country through the Depression, and Franklin Roosevelt himself said that.
CBS News Special Report, I'm Frank Settapenny.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
6:32, Aaron Keck here on the morning news, filling in for Ron Stutz today. National Weather Service meteorologist Ryan Ellis says this winter weather system coming through in the next 24 to 36 hours is likely to look different from the last one that came through the triangle, which dropped the heaviest frozen precipitation off to the east. This one, he says, a little bit different story.
You're at western portions of the triangle, so Chapel Hill probably has more of a chance at that 4 inches than, say, if you're over in Raleigh or East Raleigh.
Triangle projected to get hit, like I just said, with 2 to 4 inches tomorrow into Thursday. Ellis says the worst of the weather won't arrive until late tonight, early tomorrow morning in Orange County, at which time the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch. That takes effect at midnight tonight, but he says that's not true for the entire state.
Today should be pretty benign if you're in the Chapel Hill area and even into the Triangle, but if you're traveling south this morning and into the early afternoon, southern portions of the state could see up to 1 to 3 inches of snow as you get closer to the South Carolina border.
And then again, we here in the Triangle will start to get the snow really heavily tomorrow. Again, 2 to 4 inches forecast for the Triangle. Could be heavier in the western part of the Triangle. That means us. We could get close to 4 inches with about a quarter of an inch of ice on top of that. To hear the full interview with meteorologist Ryan Ellis and to get the complete forecast, you can find this story on our website, chapelborough.com. We'll re-air it next hour as well. Orange County Board of Commissioners Chair Barry Jacobs says he's decided to seek re-election to make sure the changing of the guard runs smoothly.
I thought about it. I had not intended to do so, but there are a number of things that need to be addressed, especially with the way that the government is changing at the state level, and also the tremendous turnover in Orange County government.
New faces will include 4 first-term commissioners, a new county manager, and a new sheriff as well.
I will serve as a bridge between the people who came before me, who upheld a lot of the values and policies that we hold important, and hopefully be able to bring those forward before I step aside.
Longtime Orange County Commissioner Alice Gordon announced she won't be seeking re-election this year, prompting Chapel Hill Carborough School Board Vice Chair Mia Burrows to seek the seat representing District 1. Bingham resident Mark Markopoulos says he'll challenge incumbent Earl McKee for the District 2 seat, representing rural Orange County. Barry Jacobs has the at-large seat. Bonnie Hauser will take him on for the Democratic nomination there. Jacobs was first elected to the board in 1998. He was re-elected in 2002, 2006, and 2010. He says the number one thing the board and the county need to focus on going forward is remembering the issues that are the foundation of the county.
We need to protect what's important to us as the General Assembly tries to attack it, whether that's education or the environment or helping those who are least able to help themselves, whether it's the unemployed or people who are on food stamps or people who are just trying to make ends meet.
The filing period runs from Tuesday through Tuesday, February 24th. For information on Monday through Monday, February 24th, rather. For information on filing locations and other details, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. State Democratic Party chair says he'll name a new interim executive director later this week, and it appears former national NAACP leader Benjamin Chavis is his choice. Chairman Randy Voller, also Pittsburgh mayor, told fellow Democrats yesterday that he'll announce a replacement for fired Robert Dempsey on Wednesday. Party First Vice Chair Patsy Kiever says in an interview that Voller told her Sunday it was his plan to hire Chavis as the new executive director. Voller declined to comment on that earlier yesterday. He said any replacement would be an interim choice and need the approval of the party's executive council to become a permanent. Chavis is an Oxford native and a member of a group wrongly convicted of a firebombing of a Wilmington grocery store in 1971. Governor Pat McCrory and other state leaders announced a plan yesterday to increase starting teacher salaries by nearly 14% in the next 2 years, but no immediate increase was mentioned for teaching professionals already in place. This year, starting teacher pay will increase by $2,200 to $33,000. Next year, an additional $2,000 will be added, taking salaries to $35,000, that at least according to the plan. Supplemental pay for teachers who completed their coursework for their master's degrees has been extended up until July 1st of 2013 as well. No discussion, though, of raising teacher salaries for those who are just getting their start. The announcement to raise incoming teacher salaries in the next 2 years was made at Governor McCrory's former high school, Ragsdale, with Lieutenant Governor Dan Forrest, Senate Leader Phil Berger, and House Speaker Tom Tillis in attendance. Turning now to other state-level news, more North Carolina high school students are doing advanced work, and more of them are getting college credit by passing a broadly watched test. The New York-based College Board said in a report on Tuesday that 31% of North Carolina's high school graduates in 2013 took an AP exam during high school. That's up from 24% a decade ago. About 19% of graduates scored high enough on the test last year to earn college credit. North Carolina's increase from 15% to earning credit a decade earlier was one of the smallest jumps in the country. The College Board says 17 states exceeded the national average of graduates scoring high enough to earn college credit. North Carolina just below the national average, 18th on that list. Turning now to your news around town, the Owosso Board is inviting you to come ask questions and comment on their draft strategic plan at a meeting on Thursday, February 13th at 7 p.m. in the Owosso Building on Jones Ferry Road. No word yet if the snow will affect that, but that's when it's scheduled for. You can also send your comments and questions via email or by letter or fax. To read the draft strategic plan or for contact information, visit this news around town page on our website, chapelboro.com. Chapel Hill Town Government is moving out of Town Hall, part of it at least. Renovations are about to begin at Town Hall to repair the damage from last year's flood and make some other layout changes to improve customer service. In the meantime, the mayor's office has moved to the Chapel Hill Public Library, along with the office of the town manager and seven other town staffers. Everyone will move back into Town Hall when the renovations are finished. Could be a while. Town Council chambers are expected to reopen in September. Other building areas will be addressed in phases after that. For the complete list of town officials who have moved their offices to the library, visit our website, chapelboro.com. And this weekend, the campus organization V-Day Carolina is staging a bilingual production of Eve Ensler's The Vagina Monologues to benefit the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. Shows run from Friday, February 14th through Sunday, February 16th at Haynes Auditorium. Two shows each on Friday and Saturday, one in English and one in Spanish. You can get tickets at Union Box Office, over the phone, or online. For ticket information, visit vdaycarolina.web.unc.edu. It's 6:40. Inside Carolina, up next.
You think it's easy being a Tar Heel fan? I'm a Tar Heel fan and have lived in Raleigh my whole life, right in the heart of Wolfpack country. My older brother's probably the biggest NC State fan in the world. So if you think it's easy being a Tar Heel fan, let me tell you, it really is. I'm Blake Smith, and I'm with CEI, the source in the Triangle for your office equipment needs. If you want office solutions, or if you just want to celebrate Carolina's latest victory, visit me online at copycei.com. You'll be glad you did, and so will your office. Go Heels!
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. I'm pleased to report home sales are jumping, and so are we. 2014 is off to a great start with many more homes being sold as compared to this time last year. I predict we will have an awesome winter and spring market. If you're thinking about selling or purchasing real estate, please contact us today, 919-933-8500 or TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
This is Stephen Lair with Home Instead Senior Care. It seems the temperatures have finally dropped for good, and with those lows come high risks for the elderly. As people age, their skin becomes thinner and their body's less able to sense changes in body temperature. In short, seniors get cold more quickly without realizing it, which puts them in danger of hypothermia. Take a moment to check in with a senior in your life to make sure that they're properly equipped for the winter months ahead. Coats, hats, and blankets could be just the thing to save a senior's life this winter. For more information, go to homeinstead.com, where to us, it's personal.
The Kennedy Dental Group has relocated to brand new offices in the former WCHL building at the bottom of East Franklin Street. For more than 20 years, the Kennedy Dental Group has established an unbeatable standard of diagnosis, treatment, and dental care for patients. Doctors Jeff Kennedy, Richard Wagner, and Leland Webb have more than 100 years of experience and continue to be recognized locally in the best dentist category. Visit their brand new offices at 1721 East Franklin Street or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams, brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Carolina has won five in a row leading up to Wednesday's matchup with Duke in the Smith Center. For Tar Heel head coach Roy Williams, his team's improvement is all about sense of urgency.
We lost at Virginia. We lost at Syracuse. Those are pretty doggone good teams. Wake Forest and Miami outplayed us. We didn't play with the sense of urgency at that time that we're doing now. And it's not just playing hard or diving on the floor. It's got to be a mental and physical aspect to the game. And I think that's been the biggest positive for us as we've had a much better week the last two or three weeks than we did before that.
Disasters come in many forms, and they can occur at any time. Your Trusted Choice independent insurance agent wants to make sure your family can recover quickly if disaster strikes. So have a plan in place before you need it. Talk with your local agent about developing an emergency kit and disaster plan so your family experiences little disruption.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice independent insurance agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
During this stretch of improved play, Carolina has had multiple players step up their game.
Marcus Page has been the catalyst most of the year and has played very, very well. James Michael McAdoo has just played so aggressively, so hard, and his sense of urgency has been way up there in the last 3 weeks, and I think that's been huge for us. Bryce Johnson, Kennedy Meeks may start, may not start, coming off the bench have given us some good play. JT Tokoto has settled in and has probably played better in conference play than he did in non-conference play. For us, it's a little bit of everybody.
Inside Carolina Basketball with Roy Williams has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
The happiest girls of the Triangle, they're the ones with the rings from Diamonds Direct, North Carolina's direct diamond importer.
I like bling. I wanted a nice big center diamond, and that's what it has. And it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful.
Because you want a really great ring, something unusual, and you want a big rock.
Don't compromise, guys. Get her the ring she'll love to show off with a bigger diamond at a one-of-a-kind designer setting at Diamonds Direct.
They have a lot of designers, more so than anyone we've checked so far.
Tacori, Verbraggio, Jack Collage, Simon G, Henry Dossi, the most sought-after rings in America are right here.
With the amount of choices that you have here, you're bound to get something that nobody else has, and that's what I think I got.
And the value at Diamonds Direct, absolutely unbeatable.
You go to some places and you have your set budget. it and you just walk out of there thinking, that's not what I wanted. I wanted something bigger. And every girl dreams about having this huge rock on her finger, but when it comes time to pay for it, certain jewelers, you just can't get it. And I walked in here and I'm just blown away.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes, outside Crabtree Valley Mall across from Fleming's.
I love this store.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the tremendous response to our hot, fresh coffee, but we need to clarify a few points. Cruiser's brews fresh coffee and discards any that doesn't get enjoyed while fresh. This not-so-fresh coffee is not available for purchase and resale by other coffee shops. Though Cruiser sells coffee shop quality coffee using 100% Arabica beans, we cannot provide the snooty service often associated with coffee shops. And although our taste rate guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. Fresh, great-tasting coffee, guaranteed, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
Thanks to everyone who registered for the 4th Annual Healthiest You Challenge presented by UNC Healthcare. The 64 chosen challengers will embark on the 6-week weight loss challenge. Will be announced soon. And don't forget to tune in on Tuesday, February 11th. We'll be broadcasting the kickoff event live at UNC Wellness Center at Metamont. Thanks to our sponsors, UNC Healthcare, UNC Wellness Centers at Metamont and in Cary, Massage Envy Spa, South Point, Chimneys Plus and Gutter Solutions, UPS stores in Chapel Hill North, Fordham and Metamont, and Massage Envy Spa, Eastgate.
6:46, time now for traffic and weather together. This traffic report brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Now with traffic, Rand Northam.
Well, it's not wet yet as far as precipitation falling, at least not more than what was left over yesterday, and not white out there yet either, which is good, but we'll see that tomorrow. Right now, traffic moving smoothly for the most part. 15501 northbound between NC 86 and Manning Drive, seeing minor to moderate delays. Nothing major at this time there. I-40 moving smoothly, the Durham Freeway, MLK, Estes Drive, Franklin Street, and NC 54 moving smoothly as well. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And this weather report is brought to you by Pita Grill in Timberline Shopping Center. Locally owned and family owned, Pita Grill's Egyptian influence on Mediterranean cuisine creates a taste you will crave. Located in Timberline Shopping Center, Pita Grill is perfect for lunch or dinner. It's open 7 days a week. 33 degrees now in Chapel Hill, 32 in Carrboro, 31 in Hillsboro. And as you heard from Rand, no snow on the ground yet, but that is certainly going to change in the next 36 hours. We've got a winter storm watch that's taking effect at midnight tonight. It's going to stay in effect until 6 p.m. on Thursday. And that is when we're going to see the worst of what we're going to see. Today's not going to be too bad. It will be chilly. Highs only in the mid-30s. Cloudy skies all day, so it's not going to be a great day, but we will remain mostly snow-free. Slight chance of snow this afternoon. About 20% chance of that, but even if we get any today, it won't be much. No accumulation, not until tomorrow at least. Partly cloudy skies with lows in the mid-20s tonight. And then tomorrow is when we start to get the white stuff. Cloudy skies all day. 90% chance of snow. That's mainly in the afternoon. We'll see accumulation upwards of 2 to 4 inches in the triangle. And according to Ryan Ellis of the National Weather Service, the heaviest stuff is going to be to the west, and that would be us. So we are looking at possibly as much as 4 inches of snow in Orange County. On top of that, as we get into Wednesday night, the snow will turn into sleet and freezing rain. We'll get a little bit more accumulation, and on top of the snow, we could get about a quarter of an inch of ice. Temperatures holding around 30 degrees. Snow and freezing rain continuing in the morning, and a light chance of snow in the afternoon on Thursday as well. Highs in the mid-30s. That is when the precipitation will end, or at least the snow will end. We'll have lows in the mid-20s on Thursday night. Much better weather on Friday. Partly cloudy skies. Highs getting up into the 40s. But again, that chance of melting and refreezing is going to linger into Friday and Saturday. So road conditions are probably going to be a little bit treacherous, at least until the beginning of the weekend. It's going to be a really nice weekend, though. Highs in the mid-40s on Saturday. Highs up in the lower 50s on Sunday and Monday with mostly clear skies. So that will be one bit of good news. But between now and then, not very good weather. Wednesday looking like a pretty nasty day.
I say it's your birthday.
And on that note, happy birthday to you. If today is your birthday, Tuesday, February 11th, you share it with actor Burt Reynolds, 78 years old today, band leader Sergio Mendez, 73, singer Sheryl Crow is 52, former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin, 50 years old today, actress Jennifer Aniston, 45, actor Damian Lewis, another TV star, 43, singer-actress Brandy is 35, R&B singer Kelly Rowland is 33, and actor Taylor Lautner is 22 years old today, Tuesday, February 11th. Well, he's not here in the studio right now, but as per the magic of radio, we now join Ron Stutz along with Freddie Kiger for today's trivia quiz, and it's Tuesday. You know what that means.
All right, we're ready to go. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time now for Rock and Roll Tuesday. I'm Ron Stutz of WCHL. He's Freddie Kiger.
I am. And
you're going to ask a rock and roll trivia question, I guess.
And we're doing number one hits today.
Okay. All right.
Number one hits.
Some of these are good.
Everybody ready?
I am.
Okay. 56 years ago today.
Oh, my goodness.
56. This was the number one song in the land. Name the tune and the group.
That would be 1958.
Yes, sir.
Number one song in the country.
Yes, and here we go, Ron. You got it? Turn it over. You got the B-side.
All right. Okay, I'm flipping it over.
You got it?
Here we go. Everybody
right.
Listen carefully.
Tune and group. Give us a call, 919-929-WCHL.
If you don't know much about your dream job, make a change today at Durham Tech. This is Penny Gluck, Executive Dean at Durham Tech's Orange County campus. We've got continuing education classes, vocational training, and degree programs to get you started on your new career. Check out our website for our new course catalog at durhamtech.edu to start your new life today. Durham Tech, your future begins now.
What a wonderful world this would be.
At Harrington Bank, it pays to be a customer. As your local community bank, we are working on the best ways to earn you more money, which is why we offer competitive CD rates. Call or stop by one of our three convenient locations in Chapel Hill to learn which account is right for you. We are located in Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
It's Valentine's Day, and you're in a hurry to find a gift that tells her you really put some thought into it. So you stop by the grocery store, get a box of chocolates, a few carnations. Of course, the good cards are all gone, and you walk in the door at home. Happy Valentine's Day, honey, you say when she walks up to you. She looks at the candy, the flower, the cheesy card, and she knows you've come straight from the grocery store again. You hardly spent a minute thinking about her. I'm Berkeley Grimble. And my friend, you can just as quickly stop by at Grimble Jewelers. Instead of the grocery store, come to the hardware store for women. Our gifts start at $50, and we have lots of beautiful jewelry for under $300. And when you hand her a beautifully wrapped box from our store, she'll realize that you didn't just stop at the grocery store. And that means more to her than you probably realize. Grimble Jewelers, this Valentine's Day, surprise her with the gift that says you're never in a hurry when it comes to loving her.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, got a little Danny and the Juniors music
yes,
for you today.
Correct. At the Hop.
At the Hop. Remember the sock hops?
Yeah.
When you were in school?
Of course.
You used to have dances in the gym.
That's right. Yeah.
And you'd have to take your shoes off.
That's right.
And dance around in your socks. And that's why they got that name.
Yeah, those are fun.
Yeah. You didn't want to ruin the gym floor.
No. Nope.
Scuff it up.
No, you didn't want coach bouncing a basketball off your head.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Come here, boy.
So that's how all that got started, you know?
Yeah. At the Hop. Which, mm-hmm. of course, NBA adopted for many years as their halftime feature music.
Mm-hmm.
But at the Hop, these guys formed while in high school in Philadelphia as the Juveniers.
Uh-huh.
And the group rode at the Hop all the way to the top, where it stayed for 7 weeks.
It was a good song.
Before it gave way to Elvis Presley's Don't.
Okay.
And then, of course, Sha Na Na's cover of At the Hop at Woodstock in 1969 gave the new wave of popularity for the song as well.
Well, I like some of that old stuff.
Hey, it was bebop, you know? I mean, it was doo-wop stuff, which was the necessary, if you will, evolution of what rock and roll would become.
Of course. I mean, like you said, it's 56 years ago, so.
Wow.
You know, a lot of our listeners weren't even around back then, so they don't know what the heck we're talking about until they heard the song.
East Chapel Hill Rotary Club's got a bunch of guys who loved listening to that tune when they were in high school.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
It is.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir. I'll see you tomorrow, buddy.
And congratulations to Julie Suchodolsky. Had the right answer. Danny and the Juniors at the Hop. She wins a $10 gift card to Cruisers. I'll give you another chance. Freddie Tiger's trivia quiz once again tomorrow. Time now, though, for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this hour by Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Duke week began last night with a bang, thrilling 89-78 victory over Duke for Carolina women's basketball, improving to 18-6 on the season, 6-4 in conference play, snapping a three-game losing streak as well. WCHL's Matt Oakes has the tale.
Cameron is just historically just a tough place to play in. So, I mean, I didn't expect it any less tonight, but what I was surprised at was at the fact that I didn't really care, and it didn't bother me a one bit, and I'm proud of myself for having that mental toughness, and it didn't seem to bother the rest of the team either. And so, you know, I'm just really proud of our mental toughness tonight.
That was freshman Diamond DeShields following her team's determined victory at Cameron Indoor Stadium Monday night. The number 17 Tar Heels toppled number 3 Duke despite some questionable foul calls that had associate head coach Andrew Calder and many of the Carolina players all fired up. But it was a statement game for DeShields. The steely freshman, displaying maturity beyond her years, simply would not be denied on this night, putting up a career-best 30 points and delivering a determined effort to lead the scrappy Tar Heels to the victory. Coach Calder says he was proud of the heart displayed by his team in a hostile road atmosphere.
You know, in the end, the players did it. They got together and said, you know what, we're going to make a statement. We're going to make that statement tonight. And we showed our pride as being Tar Heels tonight. And they did a tremendous job.
Carolina shot out to a quick 6-2 lead and never gave up the advantage the remainder of the night, despite the late runs by Duke to close within 4 points in the second half. After the game, DeShields, Alicia Gray, who posted 24 points of her own, and Coach Calder credited inspirational speeches by both head coach Sylvia Hatchell and UNC women's soccer coach Anson Dorrance on Sunday for giving the team the edge they needed to pull off the upset.
I want to thank Coach Hatchell again. Gave us a motivational speech, and Coach Anson Dorrance, who spoke to the team yesterday with a tremendous speech, also was really inspiring for everyone.
Coach Dorrance emphasized self-discipline, competitive fire, and self-belief, and it really seemed to pay off for Carolina in the Duke matchup. DeShields says the remarks had a big impact on her personally.
And that's all I was thinking about in the game, you know, just trying to stay steady and stay composed. That was a part of my growth, and I couldn't thank him enough for doing that, because he didn't have to. And like I said, he just put a lot of things in perspective, and it's something that I'll carry on with me for the rest of my life.
Duke's Elizabeth Williams had an impressive showing with 28 points, but it wasn't enough to overcome the Tar Heels on this night. Carolina snapped a 7-game losing streak to Duke and claimed its first win since 2008 at Cameron. Next up for the Tar Heels is a Thursday night meeting with Pittsburgh in Chapel Hill. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And the Tar Heel men take on the Duke men tomorrow night at 9 p.m. 6:58. Weather up next.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Simply Tungsten. It's 80% off a $249 tungsten carbide ring, available now for $49. Tungsten carbide rings are twice as hard as steel, four times harder than titanium, and virtually unable to scratch. For decades, tungsten carbide has been used in mining, aerospace, and other industries that have required a metal that is extremely hard and long-lasting. Don't miss out on the chance to own one of these classic yet durable rings. It's 80% off from Simply Tungsten. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This weather report brought to you by Chapelboro.com. Get a sneak peek at everything happening in your community. Follow Chapelboro on Instagram for a behind-the-scenes look at the stories going on in your hometown. Go to Instagram.com/Chapelboro to get connected today. 32 degrees in Chapel Hill, Carrboro, 31 in Hillsboro. Winter storm watch taking effect tonight at midnight, running through Thursday at 6. Not a bad day today. Cloudy skies, highs in the mid-30s. Not a bad day, relatively speaking. Slight chance of snow this afternoon, but no accumulation. population. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, a lot of snow. We'll talk about it in 6 minutes.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Settapani. She was the biggest child star ever.
Animal crackers in my soup, monkeys and rabbits.
This morning, Hollywood mourns the loss of Shirley Temple Black, the cute-as-a-button Muppet who cheered a nation in one of its darkest hours.
Ready for breakfast, dear?
Well, I'm trying to be, but I don't seem to be very good at these buttons. My thumb gets lost in a hole.
Shirley Temple died at her home near San Francisco last night at the age of 85.
Say the name Shirley Temple and you think of this: optimism, happiness. Shirley Temple films had a common theme. There would always be someone out to get Shirley. In Bright Eyes, her arch enemy was portrayed by another child actress, Jane Withers.
I asked Santa Claus to bring me a doll. Santa Claus? Pooh.
But at the end of Shirley Temple films, there was always resolution. In The Little Princess, Shirley tearfully reunites with her father.
Oh, Daddy.
It was a formula that worked and turned Shirley Temple into...